This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes. Now we continue our study today of the question, has science, natural science, made a back number of the Bible? We have pointed out that it has not, and that as a matter of fact, it cannot do so. Science simply cannot make a back number of the Bible because of its limitations. Science cannot deal with the question of origins. It cannot answer the question as science as to whether God exists or did not, or whether man has evolved or whether he was created. And we then turned our attention to the question of what is the Bible and what can it do. Already we have pointed out that it is God's Word. It reveals to man, God, his Son, Jesus Christ, what man himself really is, what man must do to be saved, and what man must do to stay saved, what man must do in a proper and acceptable worship unto God. In the second place, we have pointed out that the Bible is God's limitation to man. In other words, it sets out the roadway in which man must walk in order to be pleasing to God. Many people think so long as they're sincere, religious, and zealous for that religion, then God is pleased with them, that it doesn't matter really whether they're following what the Bible teaches or not. But my friends, this simply is not true. Jesus himself said, as recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." So you see, it is not merely being religious. It isn't merely even believing in Christ. It isn't merely even crying out, "Oh, Lord Jesus." I sometimes hear people cry out, "Oh, Jesus, Jesus, how I love you." And yet they will not obey what the Bible teaches. And yet Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments," John 14 and 15. And so it's simply not true when a person says that I love Jesus but will not obey what the Bible teaches. The Bible then is our limitation. If we are not willing to walk in the light of the Word of God, then we do not have God. We're not pleasing to God. 2 John verses 9 to 11. And if we're willing to add to the Bible or to take away from it, the Bible makes clear that we are not pleasing to God. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. And further, the Apostle Paul made clear that we must learn not to go beyond the things that are written. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. Further, in Galatians chapter 1, beginning with verse 6, notice these very crucial words penned by the Apostle Paul, guided by the Holy Spirit. "I marvel that you're so quickly removing from him that called you in the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another gospel. Only there are some that would trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any gospel other than that which was preached unto you, let him be anathema or accursed." Now, my friends, there is one gospel, one faith, one word of God, one message from God to man. And yet we look about us in our world today and we see in our nation alone more than 300 denominations all claiming to be followers of Jesus Christ. That is absurd on the very face of it. I remember one time years ago, a well-known worldwide professor, a holder of the doctor's degree and talking about Christianity, said in a class of which I was a student, "Christianity cannot be true," and I asked him why. He said, "Because of all of its contradictions." What contradictions? "This denomination contradicts that denomination, and each one contradicts all the others." I told him I couldn't agree with him more, that denominationalism is not upheld by the Bible. These contradictions are not upheld by the Bible, rather they are condemned. It teaches there is one gospel, one faith, one message, and one plan of salvation, and one church to which the Lord adds all of those who obey the gospel. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour. I hope that you'll be with us for our next broadcast.